Dang, the excitement is radiated.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, I'm telling you, I was asleep, bro. I'm so tired. I was like,
shit. Were you training all day?
No, I didn't. I didn't train at all today.
Damn.
Yeah. You feel like you'd be more awake if you were training?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, you just up and moving.
What's your training schedule?
I do one session in the morning, one session in the evening right now.
Okay.
But like anytime, like usually like 10, like 10 to 1, 10 to 12. And then like 6 to... Like 6 to 8 or 6 to 9.
But when it's like time for like fight, you got to go hard.
Yeah.
Like it's different.
How many off days you give yourself a week?
It all depends. Like, it depends on how my body feels, you know? Yeah. Like I'm one of those guys that is, I'm big on off days, you know, like mental clarity, you know, just resetting. If you don't get that, man, well, if I don't get it, I don't perform well, so.
Yeah, and I'm sure from experience, I know in your last, like, you said 4 or 5 fights, you got injured after all of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nuts. So you kind of got to track your stuff after that.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy to think about, you know? It's like, when I fought Gamera, I had a fracture in my leg.
Yeah.
What part of your...
I think it was somewhere around here. I don't remember.
God, damn. Like, you take a kick?
Yeah, yeah. I just checked the kick. Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
And had a fracture in my leg. Nothing too major. It only took like 4 weeks to heal, like 4 or 5 weeks. Before that, who did I fight before that? Before I fought Brad, I had torn my tricep tendon and had like a bone spur and I like popped, like, I had to get surgery after that Brad fight, long story short.
Damn.
Dang, who did I fight before that?
You don't even remember.
Malarkey. I think Malarkey, I didn't have an injury. Malarkey, didn't have an injury. I was good.
Yeah, you teed off on that guy. That was crazy. I watched that fight. Like, damn, you got hands. That was nuts.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And then you said you had dogs. You hang out with your dogs a lot?
All the time. All the time. Yeah, I've been chilling on the dogs a little bit more. Like, I haven't, like, been taking them out to train as much as I used to, but we just been hanging out, you know?
What kind of training do you do for the dogs?
Just a lot
just
of...
Just, like, MMA.
You guys, like, spar?
Yeah. Are they throwing high kicks at you or what?
I mean, they spar with the decoy. They don't spar at me. No, I do like protection sport with them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
super
so,
cool.
So like high level obedience, like bite work, like, you know, the people in the suits, like they do that stuff. So
do you have one of those suits?
Yeah.
Oh, that's badass. That's cool.
Oh, the ones where they
like those big ones
you?
Where like the canines, like,
oh my,
what kind
God.
Of dog is it?
Bully and a pit bull.
Bully and a pit bull. Yeah. Should I tell him about it?
I know.
Yeah, dude.
Because
when I was like, how old was I?
Both of us. I mean,
we were like
I was
14.
Like 10. You were like,
no,
13.
You weren't 10, dude. You were like 11, 12. No, you were 12.
These
something
two.
Like
I
that.
I was 14. Bro, I ding dong ditched Rampage's house.
Oh, dude. Oh, that's sus.
Bro, I rang the doorbell and I was like, oh, shit. The freaking dude, I don't know if it was Rampage or like who it was, maybe a nanny or something, let the pit bull out.
Oh,
and
no
that
way.
Thing chased me, dude, for like,
bro.
Bro, I have wheels though. Like, now I don't have wheels, bro. I'm a little fucking out of shape right now. Like,
dude, those
I would probably get killed.
No joke.
Yeah, no joke. But yeah, Rampage's dog chased me, dude. I'll never forget it. And yeah, I was like looking back, like, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe this just happened. It was insane.
He had a courtyard.
He had a courtyard, and we ran through. I opened the... No, there was a doorbell outside the gate, and I rang the doorbell, and then they let the dogs loose.
Oh,
they
damn,
just knew, like, fuck this kid. I don't need to run after him. He's going to beat my ass anyway, dude. I thought it was cool to, like, ding-dong ditch him, bro.
Can you just imagine that on Rampage's camera?
Yeah.
Kobe running.
Just watching this little fat kid fucking run out of the
If you're watching this, bro, I'm so sorry. But yeah, you got me good, dude.
Did you ding dong ditch after that?
Never.
Yeah. He learned your lesson.
I learned my lesson,
We would walk by sometimes now and we'd hear dogs in the corner just barking. We're like,
good, that's scared, huh?
No
walk
chance.
Away that's crazy.
That. No like, chance. But yeah.
That's a funny story. I saw you recently just did Rampage's podcast. How was that?
It was cool.
Yeah.
It was fun. Yeah, I fought in the same card as him a long time ago. And I brought it up, and he was like, oh, yeah, what? Like, yeah. I was like,
that's a trip.
I was like, dang, bro, you don't remember me?
Yeah. You had to call him out.
I gave him grief for it, but no, he's cool. Rampage is the homie.
Yeah, he's really cool.
Who was he fighting on that card?
He fought Chael Sonnen.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. A long time ago.
You, two good shit talkers. You, like, obviously, you're in the highest level of fighting in the world. Where did it start? Like, did you start when you were really little, or did you know how did you get into that?
I started kind of late, actually. I tried out for wrestling my sophomore year of high school. I made the team, ended up breaking my finger before the season started. Doctors were like, oh, you broke your finger on your growth plate. Don't wrestle anymore unless you want a stubby finger when you're older. So I was like, nah, I'm good on a stubby finger. Yeah. So I stopped wrestling. Next year, they cut the program. And that started like my whole spark and like interest of MMA. Fast forward a couple years later, I started training with some homies in the backyard. Just putting on gloves and just sparring. Yeah. And I had this friend that was he was good. Like, he actually trained like MMA and Muay Thai and boxing. So I was like, man, because I was like touching everybody up. So I was like, if I do good against him, I'm pretty good, you know. Like, I knew. And we did good. We had like a back and forth like match, and I was like, dang, I could probably do this. So I started training in my backyard and made a fight team tryout. Went to this local gym, made the team, started fighting since.
That's crazy.
And then do you give those guys credit, like that first gym you went to? Do you still talk to those guys today?
I talked to a couple people that train there. Like, I talk to the coaches still. I don't really talk to the owners too much, but, you know, it's all up.
What about that friend you licked up in the backyard? Is he all jealous and shit?
Yeah.
Nah.
He's like, I fucked him up back in the day.
Nah, he's still a homie. Everybody's still a homie. That's cool. They still show support and love. So, you know, it's cool. It's genuine. So
that's awesome. Yeah.
Was there anybody like early on that didn't want you fighting, like family members, friends, your mom? Yeah, I'm sure.
She hates when I tell a story. She did not want me fighting.
Really?
Nah, she was against it for sure. And then because like growing up, this is her side of the story. She says, growing up, I had all these phases, right? Like, I loved animals. I was super into animals. Started skateboarding. I was super into skateboarding. And, like, I was just in and out of things. So she was like, well, are you going to stick to it if you do this? I was like, yeah, Mom, I'm going to stick to it. Like, trust me.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I don't know. And then she ended up taking me to the fight team trial and everything. But, yeah, she was super skeptical. She seen me spar. I got dropped by this dude named Sonny.
Yeah.
First day, he hit me in the body and I fell. Boom, I was out. And she was like, yeah, I can't watch you spar. Yeah. She was like, I can't go. But now she goes to every fight. She's my number one supporter. She's
That's awesome.
Yeah, she takes care of me, so it's good.
First time you went, cool. You were sparring, right? First training?
Yep.
Damn, dang, that's crazy.
Dude. Yeah.
Were you going hard at them, like, first day, or you're kind of just...
I don't know. I didn't know what I was doing.
The guy just hit you in the liver, or what?
It's just straight solar plexus.
Oh, dang. God. Yeah. That's crazy.
Teep. Boom.
I'm sure she's seen some worse shots now, huh? Her whole career you've had.
Yeah. She was there enough. Yeah, she was there at the dead fight.
Yeah, that's awesome. That was a crazy fight. Oh, nuts. My gosh, dude. War. Like, straight war. What do you get out of a fight like that now in your career? I'm sure you had a lot of fights before then, but then having something like that, like, later in your career.
Hey guys, yes, I'm on a private jet, and none of this would be possible without our sponsor, Zill Media. If you need any social media or any content done, or even start a podcast like ours, they are the best in the business. Go to zillmedia.com and mention Basement Talk for a discount on their services. Now let's get back to the episode.
What? Let's get off this fake jet.
Go get back to the episode.
Shoot, honestly, the only thing I get is, like, I really understand how tough these dudes are going to be now, because that was the toughest guy I've ever... Like, I fought some tough dudes. He was the toughest I've ever fought.
Yeah.
You know, like, he endured everything I threw at him. I was like, bro, like...
Broke his face, broke his arm.
And like, he kept coming. I was like, how is this possible? Like, how are you that tough, dude? Like, so that's the number one thing I learned, you know? Like, to prepare for those dudes that aren't going to get put away by a lot of damage, so...
100%. And I saw you sparred with Sean Strickland. I saw you're in there with Khamzat at one point. What's it like sparring with guys like that? I'm sure they give you that same feeling of like, whoa, these guys are animals, like some beasts.
I've been sparring with Strickland for years.
Bro. Yeah, yeah.
I was just watching a video of him last night sparring. That guy's crazy.
And that's the king of sparring, they call him.
we go way back.
Yeah.
We go way back. So, you know.
How's it seeing him champion now?
It's amazing. You know, it really inspired me. Like, it was cool. Like, I didn't get to spar him too much for his camp. I only did like one session with him, but you know, like, I've been sparring with him for years. So, you know, he's already been prepared for the Israel Adesanya style.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, it just, it really helped me a lot. He's always telling me, like, come out and train. So, yeah, it's cool, bro. It's really cool because, like, we're from the same area, too.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah, so it was hype to see.
It's awesome. Some California boys.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What part of California?
Inland Empire.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, it was cool to see. You know, at the same time, though, I'm a big Izzy fan. Like, I'll respect to Izzy, too.
Yeah.
So, it was like...
Your styles match up a little bit, too.
Dude, I tailor-made a lot of my game after him. After Jones and Silva, like growing up, because the long lanky dude is out, yeah, like doing
that,
it big. You know?
You're like them in your division for sure. I was gonna ask, like, does that give you? Do you think it's an advantage or a disadvantage being as tall as you are in the lightweight division?
It's both.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It depends. It just depends on who the opponent is. Mm. You know, because I feel like it's like a lot of pressure grapplers are they're good. Four long guys, because like they can like use all these limbs, and then you know if a long guy doesn't know how to use their leverage or get certain create certain spaces in like the grappling exchanges, and they can always keep that capital, you know, and stay on top. So it just depends. Like striking wise, it's usually really good, but most tall guys don't know how to fight long, you know. Mm. So it's just it all depends. It's a gift. It's a gift more than anything if you know how to use it, you know.
For sure. Would you ever think of moving up to welter?
Not anytime soon.
Yeah, because I saw in one video you're saying you walk around at 190.
I was just gonna ask that too. Yeah,
no,
you're not walking around at 190.
We put you on the scale though, right now. Should I pull out the scale? No, I'm kidding. I wish I had one. Actually, I was ready.
It'll probably say 183.
Yeah,
yeah, that's about what I weigh right now.
And you got to cut to 155, right?
Yeah,
so that's how's that cut?
Wow.
Yeah, I've been doing it for years.
Yeah,
155. Holy shit.
Yeah, imagine that, Kobe. You have to drop 30 pounds before a fight. I think I'd wither away. I'd be done.
I mean, dude. Have you seen the Patty Pimlet guy? He probably has an eating disorder now. It's crazy.
Dude, you get an eating disorder from cutting weight for sure.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, after that first week, after the weigh-ins, you just want to eat anything and everything in your sight.
Is there any way to like healthily go about like cutting that much weight?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's not like a one-stop shop process, like you kind of like taper down. So once I get in camp, I usually walk around at like 175. So once I hit 175, I just know I'm in the clear, and then I just cut the rest of the weight like the last couple weeks.
It's pretty like all water weight probably at that point, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What's your first meal though? Because you're saying you want to eat anything. What are you going
for?
Oh
yeah, like after the cut?
Fruit, something healthy.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Still nothing greasy?
No.
Is that just you being like a grinder trying to stay healthy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to be bad. I used to eat like calamari, burgers, fries, like anything.
Go crazy first night after the fight.
And then my coach Anthony was like, what the hell are you eating? He was like, what, you eat that? I was like, yeah, I've done it for years. He was like, no, not doing that. And then I was like, okay, it was news to me, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Do you have a nutrition coach?
Yeah, there's the director for the UFC. He helps me out a lot, so it's been good.
That's good. Do you have like any attributes that you think like you're the best at in the UFC? Because I can kind of name some off the top of my head that I've noticed that you do a little differently. Obviously, I'm not a UFC like specialist, but what are like your best attributes, you think?
Dang, that's a good question. I haven't thought of that. Shoot, I don't know, my poise and my composure. I think that's it. I don't know.
Stay pretty calm.
Yeah.
For sure. And you got them hands.
Bro, you're the nicest UFC fighter I've ever met. Dude, you're the nicest guy. Dude, I don't know how you're a UFC fighter. Honestly, bro. It's like I'm sitting next to my best friend from high school or something. Seriously.
Couldn't imagine this guy beating anybody up, Coach.
Like, no, I just can't imagine this guy being an octagon, honestly. Yeah. I just have like a love right here.
I love that.
I feel warm right now.
Yeah, what is
fucking
that
hot
for you?
In here, but shit. Like, dude, seriously though, you're like, do you ever get an urge to talk shit or anything? Or
yeah, because that's not really a part of your persona.
Yeah, dude, you're the nicest UFC fighter in the world, dude.
He's calling out.
I don't fucking care. I'll say it right now.
I get the urge, like, but then I look at people that do it, and it's like they always shoot themselves in the foot doing it.
Never a good look.
Like, yeah, you're going to talk shit, but then for what? You know, like, you go, like, as soon as you talk shit, you take an L, people are going to use it against you. It's like, for what? Like, you know, you're going to go fight at the end of the day. Why are you going to, like, talk all this noise? Like, I get it. I get why people do it. Like, I'm entertained when people talk shit to each other. Like, yeah, it makes me want to, like, be engaged more, but it's not really me, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just
probably
like,
easier to stay true to yourself, too.
Is there ever a time, though, where, like, someone's saying or chirping to you and you, like, really want to, like, just get after them right there?
That hasn't happened for a while.
But it used to.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
What was the incident?
just people just talking noise, you know? And it's usually not fighters, it's usually like fans, like just random folks just popping at the mouth. You know?
Is there any fighter like that talks a lot of noise on you that like you keep your mouth shut, but like maybe we could like let them know that they suck or no?
Off pod.
And I don't know. Nobody's saying my name too. Yeah, nobody, the only fighter saying my name right now is Moicano, but I don't.
Moicano.
Pay no attention
to
him.
Fuck you. No.
Nah, dude, I can't fight. What's going to happen when Jalen's not with me?
Come on, man. Moicano. We don't want you. No.
He's got a Hezbollah tee on, dude. Yeah, he's looking crazy right now.
He thinks he's on top of the world.
You think you could take Hezbollah?
Punt Hezbollah.
Dude, you'd kick him across the room.
Yeah.
Damn, dude, that's not cool. No, you wouldn't kick him.
Yo, okay. Say that. Zach said that. Zach said that, bro. Chill. Oh my god, dude.
But tell me about your family.
Shoot, which part?
I saw you have kids.
Yeah, I got two kids. Boy and a girl. The son will be 6 and my daughter's 4.
Oh my gosh, that's a big blessing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Amazing. Do they understand what you're doing for work yet or
I think they get a good understanding. Okay. I take them to the gym with me, you know. Awesome. They're always trying to like swing on people.
I mean, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, right?
That's a fact.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You ever have to like switch modes super quick? Like you're in the gym training, you're in fighter mode, and then you have to like turn around. You notice the kids crying, you gotta go daddy mode.
Dang. All the time, yeah.
Yeah, you put Hezbollah against them, you know?
Yeah. Do you think your kids could take Hezbollah?
I don't know, but that'd be an interesting match to see.
Yeah, for sure.
What sport are you gonna? Would you put your kids in?
Dang, I don't know. I don't know. Whatever they want to do.
You know,
it's like. I support whatever they want, and the only thing I ask of them is that they learn how to defend themselves. You know, if they want to fight, that's on them. Like, I'm never gonna like push them to pursue this career because, you know, I know all that it comes with, like the health risks, you know, the mental damage, the ups and downs. Like, it's intense, you know. So I'm not gonna put that on them.
Yeah, tell me about the mental health being in the UFC and like being a fighter, maybe not making weight, maybe not getting paid enough. Like, tell me about
getting that opportunity.
Man, it's intense.
Even the journey to where you are now, I mean, it's crazy, right?
Bro, I went through every up and down like I can think of or you can imagine, you know? Like, shoot, winning fights, losing fights, working a 9-to-5, trying to make ends meet. I had a kid. I had my son when I was 22, you know?
And wow.
I still didn't, like, sidetrack or disengage from my dream, you know. I kept pursuing the whole time, so it was hard, you know. And I always look back and like I really thank my mom because like she really helped me out a lot and supported me through that. So
that's awesome.
But yeah, man, like I remember I got my fight on the Contender Series. I was working at UPS.
Dang.
And I was like, yo, like, can I get take a leave of absence or something? Like, can I just like you know, like leave on good terms? They were like, nah, like you're still on probation. Like if you go, you're gone forever. I was like, all right, I'm out. I was like, cool, I'm gone.
That's a crazy jump.
Yeah, I just knew it. You know, at that point, I was like, all right, I get this opportunity. I'm not going back, you know? So I got the opportunity, and then I took the short notice fight because I didn't get the contract, but, you know, I got in the UFC, so.
Yeah.
How scary, though, was that feeling, leaving your job, knowing you can't go back? Did that fire you up a little bit more to, like, go into the contender fight?
Yes and no, because I've done it before. I worked at Amazon, and I went to go train in Albuquerque, and then they did the same thing. They didn't let me take a leave, so I ended up leaving. So I already was, like, familiar with the situation. But, you know, it's like just something in my heart just told me, like, I knew I was going to make it. You know, like, I just had full faith, and it just gave me confidence. I'm like, I'm out, you know?
Yeah. Is there, like, a person that still to this day will laugh because they've said no to you? Like I told you so guy.
Yeah, maybe one of those UPS managers. You go, hey, look at me now.
I have a teacher.
You have a teacher?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a high school teacher. I don't remember his name. Dang. I was trying to remember his name. I need to find my yearbook so I could figure it out. He was like a government teacher or an econ teacher.
Okay.
And I did like, I didn't pass one of these tests, or I did like a half-assed a test. And he like calls my mom. He's like, yeah, he could do so much better, but he doesn't apply himself, blah, blah, blah. And he told him like, oh, you want to fight? I was like, yeah, bro, I want to fight. He was like, oh, you want to fight? He was like, you know, your career was this and that, and you're not going to make it doing that, blah, blah, blah. Like, you need to be thinking about something else. I was like, oh, okay, for sure. Yeah. And like, I just wish like I could remember, like I just got to go back to the high school and just see if he's still there. You know
should just
mean?
Go back and choke pay his
him
ass out.
Pay him
no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
He's probably retired.
No,
now,
I know.
Invite him out to a fight.
Oh, poor guy, cool, dude. Yeah. Fuck, that's man. Wild though. That's yeah. crazy.
Yeah, would you say that's that like part of it fueled you though?
Yeah. Just added to the fuel tank.
Where you are.
There was a lot of stuff that fueled me, you know what I mean? Like when I first started, I was I had a girlfriend at the time. We had like a crazy relationship that ended right, but she didn't believe in me, so that ended wow. before I started fighting, you know. Hey. And that was my biggest motivator, was that, you know. It was crazy because I only told like a couple people about this, like publicly, like on a podcast or anything. The day I went to go deactivate my Facebook, the first thing I seen when I opened the app was a fight team trial, an ad for a fight team trial at this local gym that I was already passing by every day.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang, wow. If that's not a sign from God, I don't know what is. And I went to the fight team trial.
That's nuts.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Or Zuckerberg's just tracking you or something.
Yeah, he's your algorithm.
No, so, give it to God. Now that I think about it, you know, yeah. they probably heard some conversations and, you know, like, put, you know, the algorithm.
For sure, listening to us.
That's crazy.
But yeah, you putting that, like, negative energy, turning it into a full positive energy into, like, your career, it's big. You can do that with a lot of things. I have experience doing it as well. I had the same situation, bro. Heck, I sell cars now. I used to play professional soccer, though. Word. So I was an athlete, but same situation. You got to turn that negative energy into like a positive, and you got to make it something good, because a lot of people need to realize that.
Yeah,
that's a big
sure.
thing.
And girls are good motivators, for sure.
Yeah, that's true. You have a girlfriend now? You have a girlfriend? You have a girlfriend now?
No girlfriend.
You're single?
Single.
Single
dad.
Single
dude.
Dad,
yeah.
That's cool.
It's fire.
Bro, I mean, all the ladies out there, you see Jalen walking the dog on the beach or sparring or something, you gotta
hit raise
him up.
The family, protect the family. Yeah. He's got it
ring
all.
Ring girls,
man.
Like, shout out Jalen.
Oh, chill.
Nah, man.
When you were like during those contender fights, was Dana there watching and all those
yeah.
guys?
Yeah.
So is that kind of when did Dana kind of realize, okay, wow, we've got a big talent here? When was that?
After I fought Brad.
Okay.
It took that long.
Dang.
So after I fought Brad, I ended up he FaceTimed me like right after the fight.
Dana did?
Yeah. He's like, yo, like, he's like, that was an amazing performance. It's like, it was cool. Like he showed me a lot of respect. And it's funny because I actually seen him before the fight. I seen him at I forgot which hotel I was at.
He's gambling or what?
No, he was just walking in, just cruising through. And I just got done like running. I was cutting weight. So I was all in the hotel with my shirt off, you know, sweating. And I was like, dang, is this a bad look? And I was like, I went up to him, like, you know, shook his hand, like, you know, just gave him a couple greetings. And I told him, like, you know, I'm going to get it done.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it done this weekend. And yeah, he ended up, he remembered, FaceTimed me, and it was cool.
So you That's gave sick. Him your number there? Because when you got a random FaceTime, did it say Dana White on your phone?
I'd already had his number, but okay. He had FaceTimed though. An employee. And,
okay.
Yeah, oh, that's super cool.
Yeah, okay, cool.
And they showed me like, yeah.
I was going to ask too, is Dana White privilege a real thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Do you feel like you're on the good side or the bad side
okay,
of
wait,
that at the moment?
Okay, wait, before we get into that, like, what is that?
Dana, well, that's what like I hear a lot of people say. Dana White privilege is when he favors a fighter. They get that because Dana likes them. They get a little more privilege. Mm. They get more opportunities
Pretty
and shit like that.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I mean,
you can look
that's,
it up. But no, I'm kidding.
That's with any good investment or business aspect. You know what I mean? Like people that are more of a draw are going to get more attention,
for sure.
Regardless,
for sure.
You know, and it is what it is. You know,
would you say you're on his good side?
I would hope I'm not on his bad side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For sure. He likes the shit talk, I'm sure, because that's what sells, right?
Well, yeah,
anything that sells tickets, you know, but. You know, there's so many bad guys in the game. We need a good guy. So.
Yeah, for sure. And there are good guys that sell. Yeah. Alex Pereira don't say shit, and I'll buy his fight.
That's,
yeah,
that's
he's scary. I'll tell you that much. So for an average UFC like watcher, doesn't really know how like in depth the sport is and how high competition that the UFC itself is, how hard from experience would you say breaking that top 10 in your weight division is?
Oh man, top like, 10 was crazy.
Yeah, just
top 10 was crazy. It's a whole new ball game. You know what I mean?
Still like, got more to go through right there.
Yeah,
for sure.
You're looking top five now.
Yeah, because like I fought Gamrot. He was supposed to be one of the top grapplers in the division. And that was a big test for me, you know, so that let me know where my grappling stands. And then I just fought Dan. He's been in the top for years, you know, like he's fought the who's who's.
Yeah, he's that checkmark fighter that it's like, oh, it's like Robbie Lawler in his division. Like once people get past Robbie Lawler, they're like, okay, it's for sure.
So, you know, it's like those two fights alone. And then there were still like controversial decisions, whatever, who cares? Like, yeah, I feel like I showed who I am and where I stand in the division, you know?
100%.
How many fighters are in the division? Oh, yeah, that's like, how many are total? That is interesting. Because you're not far off.
There's a lot of lightweights.
One position away.
I think I'm 11 right now.
Yeah, 11. So
who in the top five do you think you could take out right now?
Who's in the top five? I don't even remember.
In lightweight, well, obviously, Islam, Charles. Is Dustin's top five probably,
Dustin,
right?
Justin.
Michael, maybe. Michael. I know Gaethje's up there.
I think they all be fun fights. Yeah. They all be fun fights for sure. In my mindset is I beat everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a good mindset to have.
You know, I'm going to fight everybody. I'll beat everybody. So
100%. What do you think you are right now, like fighting wise? Do you think you're in your peak right now? Or where do you think you find yourself maxing your peak?
I think I'm still finding myself. I think I'll probably peak by the time I hit 30, 31.
Yeah. Okay.
Then I'll be champion by then.
So. Yes, sir. When do you think that title shot's coming?
I think by 29 or 30, I'll get that. I'll get the shot. You know, because like I sat and thought about it the other day. Gamrot fought Fazeev, and, you know, controversial loss or win on his end for Gamrot. But he ended up being a replacement fighter, like a backup fighter. I was like, dang, so I'm a couple wins away from possibly being in title contention. So, you know, I kind of like put it into realistic terms. You know, I win two more fights, two more spectacular finishes.
Yes, sir.
And I'm right there knocking on the door, you know? So they need to get new blood and new people in the mix anyway.
100%.
Yeah.
Do you believe in manifesting things too?
I manifested my whole career and life.
Yes, sir.
I remember being in high school just daydreaming about like, or just random things, and fast forward, I'm in those moments. I'm like, I daydreamed this before in high school. This is crazy.
Has it hit you yet, too, kind of, or is it still like feel weird, just everything going on?
Yeah, it's hit me. You know, it's been intense, like going through everything. I still get those moments where I need to manifest even bigger. You know, it's like all right, like I get comfortable, like I've made it this far, but then like you gotta just set the bar higher so you know you can reach a new level in life.
Yeah, because I think that's probably the worst place to be. I fear that, just the comfortable. When you're super comfortable and just chilling, I hate that. I want, that holds people back, dude. It's crazy, you know? Right, Zach? No, I'm kidding.
What are some things that the UFC is going to start incorporating or doing for like 2024? Have they had a meeting with you guys yet for like year end? Like maybe what you're allowed to wear, what hairstyles, like what are the kind of rules you guys are allowed to do, you know?
Nah, they don't.
They don't care?
Yeah, they don't really have meetings on anything like that. Like, they'll probably like send me an email or something if something changes. Yeah. But it's usually just, you know, everything's so laid back. Like, they just let you do what you want. Like, you know, be who you are. And, like, I respect it, you know?
What do you think the most, like, hyped arena is in the UFC or that you fought in?
Most hyped?
Yeah, like, just, you know, you're going in there and it's fucking crazy.
Maybe what was like
what was the loudest arena you've ever fought in? I know you fought in Dubai.
No, I didn't fight in Dubai.
Oh, you didn't? I trained in Dubai. Yeah, yeah. Got it.
Australia. I fought in Melbourne. That was
wild.
That was the most lit. Like, it was crazy. Dang. I fought one of their boys. I fought Callum Potter. And like, they booed me when I was walking out. And then they ended up cheering me like crazy after I won. Like it was so wild. Like that was an intense like situation. So it was cool.
Are you scared like walking around there, like knowing you're fighting a local guy like before the fight and stuff? Are people ragging on you?
Nah, nobody.
No, it's not like that.
No, it was chill.
How deep do you guys roll out there? Like what, how big is your team?
Bro, I got the smallest circle in the
game. Oh, for real?
Yeah. It's probably just me better and my coaches. Though, huh? That's it. Yeah.
I'm sure, keeping your circle a little smaller. I know that training camp stuff can get pretty sketchy too. People kind of leaking information out of your camp.
Yeah.
Have you had any experiences like that?
No, but I've been accused of that.
Oh, really?
BS. Yeah.
Dang, what was that?
Oh, man. I was helping Tony Ferguson a long time ago. He was going to fight Michael Chiesa.
Shout out, Tony.
Nah, no shout out.
No, no
shout
you out. Don't no like him.
Fuck Tony. No.
Oh, fuck.
Get out of here,
dude,
man.
Dude, fuck you, Kyle.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Hey, if he wants to get rid of him, man.
Nah, he, called, he, called me, he called me a spy. He said I was a spy in his camp because Chiesa ended up pulling out, and then I had trained at Jackson Wink, so Landon Venata had stepped in on short notice.
Okay.
And he was like, yeah, I had Jackson Wink spies in my camp. I was like, bro, I was like, I don't care about none of that you got going on. Like, I wasn't even in the UFC at the time. Like, I was, I don't even think I was a pro at the time, you know?
Oh, dang.
I was like, bro, I don't care. But yeah, like that was something.
What do you think about Tony's career right now? I mean, dude, that guy's, he's been on a streak.
He says he doesn't want to retire. I mean,
I think he needs to, but
how
like,
old is he?
I feel like Dana's just going to keep throwing these young guys at him until he leaves. I feel like they just threw him at Patty, dude. Like,
oh yeah, geez. They're fighting. Huh?
Yeah. Like, oh, I don't know.
What about it's Nate Diaz? Like doing all this YouTube boxing stuff.
Make the money.
That's true. Yeah.
Do you see yourself doing that after your UFC career at all?
I don't think UFC fighters look for like they. That's not like
yeah,
a thing.
No,
though.
For sure.
Like, yeah, I'm gonna go into YouTube.
But
boxing.
I mean, it's an option. I don't think that it's like a thing, and it might be looked down upon. But now it's a definite option. Like it's a realistic option. I feel like for retired UFC fighters, maybe not on a respect level, but a money level for sure.
I don't know. I don't see myself doing it.
Yeah, you don't like it.
I mean, I ain't got nothing against it, but I don't see myself doing it.
Yeah.
You know, like, if it happens, it happens. Like, I'm not saying no, but it's not like, oh, I'm looking forward to fighting so-and-so or, you know, like, I don't care.
It's not
one of I'd rather fight, a legit boxer. If that's gonna go, how it's going to go down, I'll fight a legit boxer, not some, like, YouTuber or influencer.
Make it a real fight.
Yeah.
Would you say Jake Paul's a legit boxer, though?
I mean, he's earning his way, but I wouldn't completely say it yet.
Yeah. You think you could take him?
I don't know. He beat Silva. He beat Anderson. So
that is crazy.
So I don't know. That gives me.
He beat an
respect.
Old Anderson.
That is true. That is true.
But he's still the spider.
Dude. I mean, I don't.
He's
know.
A tarantula.
Yeah,
dude.
He beat the spider. Tarantulas are bigger than spiders.
I fucking hate spiders. By the way, I don't know. I don't know how you overcame that fear, but I'm not fucking with spiders.
See,
now.
If I knew that, I would have brought one.
Yeah, you should have. You should have.
I would have brought one for sure.
I fucking hate spiders.
Don't. He's like actually serious about spiders. Like he'll fuck you up right now.
Oh,
he'll talk shit on
Spider-Man
spiders.
On your ass.
Dude. Yeah. Like, no, I'm not joking.
No, but like. Seriously, those like
don't
that's
talk
the
shit.
One fucking thing, dude. They can be in your room and just bite you at all times, like.
Bro, that's any animal, though.
No, well, there's not fucking lions in your room.
Okay,
there's spiders,
not
man.
Like that. I'm saying any animal can bite you like that. Wait, so you were originally afraid of spiders, right?
Yeah.
Is that okay? How did you get over that fear? I'm asking for a friend.
Dude, fuck you, dude.
We should have brought a spider, bro.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, we should have made that happen.
What, you just have them on deck like that? You just pull spiders out?
Yeah, they're at home.
How many do you have?
10.
Damn. Do you want more?
Nah, I'm chilling.
Do they have babies?
Yeah, are you breeding them?
Nah, not anymore.
That'd be cool.
Oh, no. could they sell for good money? No way. How much is a fucking tarantula?
It depends on the species. Some babies go for like, you know, $50, $100.
Damn.
Yeah. There's like conventions and stuff for that type of stuff, right?
Yeah.
You go to those?
Yeah, Ben.
Yeah, that's fire.
What do they eat?
They'll eat you.
No.
Yeah, keep telling them that.
Shut the fuck
wrap
up.
You up, bro.
No, fuck that, dude. If I fucking walk in here tomorrow, it's like a tarantula.
We're going to Jalen's house, dude. We're going to tie your ass
no,
up.
No, we're all going to go to the tarantula convention.
Keep me the fuck away from there, dude. I'm not going there,
my
dude.
So,
fuck that.
Were you into tarantulas before you got into fighting and stuff? Or was it kind of like, yeah?
Yeah, so that's how I ended up getting the nickname. I kind of like hinted at the gym. And then, you know, Anderson Silva was one of my favorites, so... I was like, oh, the tarantula would be a cool sport. Yeah.
Oh, that's super cool.
You like skateboarding too?
Oh, yeah, skateboard. That was my first passion for sure.
Really? Why'd you get out of it?
Just girlfriend.
Oh, girlfriend?
Dude, who is this girl?
Yeah, dude.
No, like, names will be said.
No, don't say her name.
But what's crazy is
terrible,
she broke Jalen's heart. Now he's number 11 in UFC right now.
No, he's going to be broke. He's up. Yeah, she's broke. He's up.
I'm broke. She up. Yeah.
Wait. That's crazy, though, dude.
I don't know. I don't know anything about her at this point. I don't know.
No, that's good.
Yeah, we wish her all the best. But
I was like 16, 17.
Oh, like that's perfect.
She with Tony.
Who's your
right
favorite
now?
Skater growing up?
Bro, I got a long list.
You watch Robin Big growing up, all those shows?
Sure. Yeah.
Duh. I was just watching Fantasy Factory the other day. It was nostalgic.
Chris Cole, Nick Tucker, Nigel Houston.
Yup.
Oh, dude, I met P-Rod the other day. That was
no
lit.
No way.
Yeah, that was lit. I'm not going to lie. My inner child came out.
Where'd you see him?
Like, oh, my gosh.
He was at Iapono.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, I was tripping. I was like, damn, like, is he here right now?
Like double taking him?
Yeah, I had to get a picture.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
I bet you've been, but have you been to Etnies?
No.
Really? Oh, really?
Kobe used to skate.
Dude, I used to skate every day.
Etnies
is
like
there.
That Word. Famous skate park around here.
I haven't skated in years, been. But
yeah, it's super cool.
We should go. I probably break my arm, but
Nigel Houston's actually local too.
Dude,
he
I haven't skated in like...
Dude, I seen him at where Chevron was. I forgot what street was on. Yeah, I seen him at Chevron like a couple years back. I was like, what? I was like,
Nigel Houston, bro.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was lit.
Did you say
I went to high school with his sister.
I was driving by. Yeah.
I went to high school with his sister and she would pull up to school in an I-8 every day. I'd be like, whoa.
Man, R-8.
I-8. BMW
oh,
I-8.
The I-8?
Yeah.
Oh,
crazy.
Damn.
Crazy.
What's your dream car, Jalen?
It's changed so many times over the years. It used to be GTR. And then, right now, I want a Cullinan. That's probably like my dream car.
Ooh, that car is sick.
Yeah,
Dana, throw my boy that 50 G's.
Yeah. Bro, I'm gonna need a lot more G's. Than that.
Well, that's the fight,
dude.
Bonus.
Oh, that's like okay. The famous I was like, dude, just buy him the car, bro.
Yeah,
for real.
That guy's rolling around like five, dude, at a time.
Yeah, triple sevens at the blackjack table. Get Jalen a new whip.
Yeah.
You never know, dude. Yeah.
Cullinan is nice.
That's a nice car.
Yeah.
He's going to have to get it after the title.
Oh, for so before.
Yeah, let's
before.
Say you let's say you win the title, you got your colon in, and you have a nice girl that you like. Where are you taking her on a date? Like, what's Jalen's date spot?
Where's the champ?
Yeah, where's the champ eating at?
Dang, I don't know. It depends on how much it like. I don't know.
You're maybe the champ,
Mastros.
Dude. Mastros. That's a great choice.
Plain and simple.
Oh, we're going to have a picnic at the beach.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, something simple.
Sentimental.
I'm simple, bro.
I like that. Bring the spiders.
Yeah. No.
Bro, I told you, don't fuck with them with the spiders.
Yo.
Dude. He'll like. No,
fight,
he'll
dude?
Actually get you.
Should we
actually,
fight on the pot or
no? No, dude.
We can fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, after this guy, that, yeah. He's been to two Muay Thai classes. He thinks he's the guy.
Yeah, dude.
He's
been
done with this guy.
He sparred twice, dude. He thinks he can take Jalen.
That shit is crazy,
you just sit
though.
Down, homie.
Yeah, I did just get into it. I've been, I think I could fight now, but yeah, I know I'll get my ass kicked. That's for sure.
Probably get your ass kicked by a spider.
Dude, what should my middle name be for Kyler,
your
the
middle
tarantula
name, you
killer,
nickname?
Isaolu?
Spider squasher?
Spider squasher.
Because he's afraid of spiders.
Kobe, the fat ass. No, what?
Whoa, he's going in over here.
No. We can... Yo, okay. Yeah, dude. I gotta chill. I'm gonna get whooped over here.
Is it hard getting girls with, like, your spider passion? You ever bring a chick back and they're like, yo, what the fuck?
Oh, man. You know, I used to think it would be. My mom used to be like, how are you gonna get a girl from all these spiders?
Yeah.
It's not.
Doesn't bug them?
Not at all. They get interested. Like, where do you keep them? Where are they? And then they forget. Oh,
damn! Spider
about,
might be a pull.
Yeah,
it kind of is. You know, it's like one of those taboo things. They're like, do you really have? You know what I mean? And
that's kind of
like on the tarantula.
It's like, yeah, come check them out. Like, yeah.
Do your kids like them?
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, they hold them too.
Has any of them ever escaped and you lost one?
Yeah, but I always find them.
Oh, okay, good. There's low-key just like a massive tarantula living in your backyard, just growing by the day.
Oh, bro. Shit. Those things will crawl around everywhere. I bet they're all over the house.
So I had bred some years back when I was staying with my mom still, and I had a bunch of babies get out, maybe like 50 babies, and they're like all over the house. And she was like, damn. I'm killing them. She was like, I see them. I'm killing them. I was like, all right. Like, I'm sorry.
Dang. Yeah, I'd probably do the same, honestly. I'd be so scared. I'd be like, what?
Yeah, we had a couple of friends who would breed geckos. Those sell for a lot, which is crazy. I think
they go to like conventions and stuff like that.
What about like, how close does your mom live?
An hour away.
An hour away.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool. How often do you see her?
Usually go out there like once a week now.
That's
like,
cool.
I was out there. I was hanging out with her earlier today.
Nice.
Yeah. She lives in England, so I moved out here. I moved out to Orange County. I'm an Orange County boy.
Yeah, what do you think of Orange County?
Yeah, I've been training out here for years, you know. I was training at Ruka for a long time. I've been coming out here for like 7 years. So I was just like, you know what? I'm over the drive. I can afford it now. Like, let me move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Orange County is the best place on earth. But again, I have not traveled a lot of places. That's for sure.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. What? Got to get out there.
It's hard to be SoCal in general, though. To be honest.
Just weather and everything. Oh, yeah. Man.
What's the future look like for you though, Jalen? What's next right now? Do you have a fight lined up right now too?
Nah, nothing yet. I'm shooting for January. Hopefully, I get January.
Who are you thinking for January?
Whoever.
Yeah.
Honestly, like I don't care.
Bring him his way. He's ready.
Who's number 10 right now?
I don't know.
Because you're in the 11 spot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoever's 10,
I think Dan's 10, maybe. No, I think Dan's 10 or 9. I don't know. Maybe he's 10.
He won by decision on that, right?
Yeah.
That was a crazy fight.
He won by decision.
Yeah.
I don't know how, dude. Like
that leg kick was fucked.
Oh, my God.
Didn't you break his face?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah. Oh my God.
Dude, we were watching the video. You can hear the crack, dude. You're like, oh my God.
I know.
Were you shocked?
Insane. Yeah, that like? With like the feeling of like breaking somebody's face. You're like, damn, you're still alive. Like
I didn't know his face was broken. At the time, I was like, yo, how are you still here? Like, how are you still conscious? Like, he wasn't even like really rocked. Like, I kind of went forward and then he grabbed me. I was like, yo, how is he grabbing me? And I thought he was gonna be like. Just done. So I started teeing off on him and he was still in the fight. I was like, yo, this is nuts, bro.
Is that just like annoying at that point? You're just like a little gassed. You're like, dude, just drop. Like,
yes and no. It's like you kind of like mentally prepare for it. And then like, you know, it's like a fight. Like your adrenaline's just like rushing. You don't really think about it.
It's kind of in the zone. Yeah. There's no moment where you're like, damn, I'm really fucking him up right now. You're like looking at his face like, maybe I should stop. Like,
when you see blood like that on someone too, does that make you want to just fuck them up more? Like, you see they're weaker or no? Yeah. So I feel like if I was fighting like and I draw some blood, I'm like, okay, I'm going to fucking go harder.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's weird, but that's how...
He's like, yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, so. It brings out the intensity for
it
sure.
It does, right?
Yeah, when I first opened them, I was like, ooh. I was like, that's crazy. Start
smiling.
The first elbow, I was like, oh, dang, he's leaking. I was like, that's cool.
That's like Michael Myers,
you know?
Yeah. Just Friday the 13th, he's ready to go.
It's like a trigger. It's like attack.
It's like a shark. You smell blood in the water.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're in that moment, do you hear the fans chirping shit at you?
Or no.
It's so blocked out?
It's so blocked out. When I fought Dan, it was blocked out. No, when I fought Gamrot, that was the first time I ever fought where I could hear everything.
Really?
Yeah, it was so weird. It was like, even when I fought the Apex, like you could hear everybody, but... You still tone it out. But when I heard Conor McGregor screaming at me.
Dang.
I heard my coaches. I heard his coaches. I heard the crowd. I heard so much. Like, it was like I honestly wanted to like shut everything out, and I could not shut anything out. It was crazy.
Was it distracting in the moment?
Oh, yeah. Super distracting. But like I don't know how to explain it. I don't know. Like I don't know how to explain it. I was conscious of everything, you know?
Yeah.
And like you usually kind of would be on autopilot. Like
kind of block out the moment a little.
Yeah. I didn't get to that zone. So it was interesting. It was interesting to like fight under those conditions. Never done it before.
Yeah, that's crazy.
How do you control the like, because whenever I get into an altercation, which I've never gone in a fight, which is funny, I get like an adrenaline just dump.
You've never gotten into a fight?
No.
That surprises me, to be honest.
He's never been in like a one-on-one
fight. Because I'm saying it's just stupid.
Yeah, right? He talks way too much for a person who's never been in a fight, I swear.
Hey, maybe they're scared, dude.
Yeah, maybe they're scared, he says.
But I'm just curious, because how do you control the adrenaline even before the fight? Do you do anything to...
Well, I'm sure fighting and training every day, you're just...
But still, the crowd and like everything before, how do you control that?
Right? You don't. You just, it's intense. It, you feel it every single time. it sometimes aren't as intense as others. And it's just like, you just get used to it, you know?
Just
it's
adapt
like,
to the moment, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's like you just know. It's like people that skydive. You know, as soon as you jump off the plane, like, you're going to just float and just do whatever the hell you got to do till you get to the ground. Same thing with a fight. Like, it's like, as soon as you walk in, as soon as that bell rings, as soon as you guys touch gloves, it's like time to go. And then...
Just get the job done.
Yeah, get the job done and it's over.
It's 15 minutes, but does it feel like shorter too? Yeah. Or?
It feels like a blink.
Really?
Yeah, it really does. Like, I don't remember much of the Dan fight, to be honest. I remember like a couple of moments, but I don't remember anything.
It's all like, just like flow. Quick like that.
Yeah, like I can't remember like I can't even tell you I've had a fight where I can remember the entire fight. They're like, there's not.
That's not
a moment. Yeah,
that's super crazy. Going back to that Dan fight, obviously you didn't get the decision, which is a super bummer. But the reception you got from that fight and the validation just from other fighters, because I know there was a lot of people saying, "Oh, Jalen won that for sure," and everybody was talking about that fight, just how crazy it was. What was that like for you?
You know, it was cool because, like, even though I did take an L on paper, you know, it's like, I still didn't like my stock didn't drop, you know what I mean? Like,
100%.
I still got a lot of love, respect, and notoriety. So, you know, like I just take that as my win, you know what I mean? Like, I took less damage, my health was in better condition. Yeah. Like,
I feel like it raised your stock too. It shows that you can go the distance.
Yeah.
And it shows you want to throw, right?
Yeah.
100%. That's what they like that shit. Dana loves that.
No, and a lot of the high level UFC guys right now want to be on the ground the whole time too. So
yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, that's why I fought Gamrot.
Yeah.
You know? I wanted to see how I could hang with that style of a fight, you know? So I found out.
Showed what you could do.
Have you talked to him since?
No. For what?
Yeah, fuck him.
No. Beat him. You like check on his face or?
Who, Dan's?
Yeah.
I messaged him like right after the fight.
Because I saw you guys like take a photo together after the fight.
Yeah.
He's all Hollywood, huh?
Nah, I don't know. I just think he just didn't get to it. I need to go check to see if he read it or not.
Yeah.
I'm going to go check right now.
Check it.
Yeah, let's see. It's interesting. I remember the first fist fight I got into, though. I felt so bad. I don't know if you remember, Kyler. I fought this one kid. We were like freshmen.
Actually, I punched you, Zach, once.
Yeah, you punched me once, you little bitch.
That's the whole story.
I let him have it, too.
I don't know. Have we told that on here before? I didn't know that. Jeez.
That was a crazy story. But one of the first fights I ever got into, we were at this party, and this kid was drunk. We were talking shit to each other the whole time. I ended up popping him, got him good. All my homies were like, yeah, whatever. I wake up the next day. Kyler's like, yo, you want to hang out? I was like, yeah. I don't know if you remember, but I walk over to your house, and it's you, our friend JT, and the kid that I beat up the night before all sitting in your basement. And I was yo, what the hell? And the kid walks up to me, and he's like, yo, bro, like, I was drunk. I'm sorry, whatever. And we ended up being friends. It was crazy.
No? He hasn't read it.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. He's so cool.
Dan, you're ducking, man.
Yeah, come on. Don't duck our boy. That was a good fight.
Dan Ducker. That's for sure.
Dan the Ducker Hooker.
He's still mad about his face.
Nah, that's all love.
No, it's all love. It's all love.
Were you showing respect, though?
Yeah, a lot of respect. Yeah.
All right.
I just wish him a speedy recovery. And
you have to respect somebody after a fight like that, I feel like.
Yeah, you have. No, you don't have to.
No, you don't have to.
You can, you know. It's good. It's good for the soul, you know.
Yeah.
I guess.
No hatred or regret.
Yeah, I ain't got no disrespect for him. Dan's been cool, you know. Like I like City Kickboxing as a whole. Like they've been doing a lot of good for the sport, you know, over the years. Like, I've watched them, so it's cool. It's cool to see. You know, it's like, it was an honor to compete against him. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, so.
What location was that in?
T-Mobile Arena in Vegas.
Okay,
that's true. All my fights been there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think I haven't fought there 3 times, and the rest have been, I didn't fight there. Dang, I fought there like 4 times, 5 times now.
Hey, that's crazy.
Yeah.
What's post-fight like in Vegas?
that
was a long pause.
A lot of stories that just popped in his head.
Okay, so before I got back on a good path, it was going out drinking and partying.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh, I don't care.
Yeah.
But I did have some crazy nights of excess after the fights.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You see Connor there?
Nah, I seen Nate there. Me and Nate kicked it. It was cool.
Yeah. Rolled up with Nate?
Yeah. I was lit, bro. I got super drunk. I don't drink anymore. I haven't drank for a year.
Dang, congrats.
Thank you.
Is Nate Diaz get like wild?
Nah.
He was chill. He's crazy. A smoker.
Yeah, it was chill.
Okay. What's like, I bet the girls are like freaking out to see you guys roll in there.
Yeah, yes and no. Honestly, look, being a fighter is like,
dude, nah, bro. I'm gonna be honest. Be real. We be real.
Bro, I'm gonna be honest, bro.
All right, be honest.
Being a fighter is like, how do I explain it? It's like one of those like supercars. You're gonna attract more guys first before you attract girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
That's good. That's a good analogy. That's true,
because you do buy supercars thinking you're going to get the chicks, and it's just a bunch of dudes like, yo, nice car.
Yeah. We had a guest say that once. Yeah.
I feel.
Yeah. Who said it? I can't remember, but someone said that to us before.
It's a bunch of Kylers walking up to you after the fight.
Can you send my shirt?
With Hasbulla shirts, dude.
Go wear the bitches. Fuck
that, dude. Send my Hasbulla to you.
Yo, why is he laughing so hard at that, dude?
Because that's you, bro.
He thinks you're a clown.
I can
dude.
Fuck, dude. Oh man, what?
Okay. Oh shoot.
Who's like, okay, non-UFC, who are some of like your favorite athletes? Like inspirational or like athletic? Who are some of the guys that come and pop up in your head?
Yeah, look up to their like work ethic or something like that.
Oh man, I don't know. I honestly can't even think. I can't even think of any.
You watch any other sports?
Not really.
No.
Nah. Like, you know, everybody's gonna say Kobe. You yeah. Know? Bro, I can't think of nobody, to be honest.
Jalen Turner.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I inspire myself, you
yes,
know.
Sir.
I was gonna say Rajon Rondo, but that's like
this guy.
Rajon Rondo.
This guy just name drops Rajon Rondo randomly. He thinks he's dude, a go to basketball.
Jesus.
What, dude?
What about in the UFC? Who are like some of your favorites or inspirations? Maybe when you were young.
Said Silva, right?
When I was young, it was Silva, Jones. Who else is in the UFC? I always looked up the Cowboy. Carlos Condit. Actually, dang. I always forget to give that man so much respect, bro, because he's the reason why I went out to Jackson's, you know? So I respect Carlos a lot. Like, he opened up a big door for me.
Super cool.
Yeah, and dang, I got to give that man more respect, you know?
A shout out.
Tell us a little bit more about that Jackson's.
Oh, shoot. Jackson's, yeah, it's a little clothing brand, you know, I'm representing.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Yes, sir.
So, nice and comfortable, you know what I mean?
Whose brand is it?
My buddy Bear is doing a lot of the promotions and running it right now, super as far cool. as I know. So, yeah. It's
AM. I know they sponsor Rampage's pod as well, right?
Yeah.
Super cool. Yep.
Bro, that's you awesome. Gotta tell them to get us some hats.
Yeah, throw some.
Make it happen.
That'd be sick. Say the word. Dude. That'd be sick.
What martial art are you training the most these days, too?
Wrestling and striking. That's it. Nothing. I tried to do jiu-jitsu the other day, and I wasn't feeling it no more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of going the Sean Strickland route, like, I don't need to
stay off the ground.
Now. Yeah.
You know it, but don't use
scramble.
It.
Scramble.
Yeah. Just get up, you know? Because the submissions are always going to open up when people try to like scramble and get out of the way and stuff. So I'm a brown belt in jiu-jitsu, so I already know like
the
submissions aren't bad. Like they're decent. So I don't know. I'll just stick to the wrestling for now.
Derek Lewis claims that jiu-jitsu isn't real. I don't know if you've seen that.
Wait,
you seen
what?
That? You haven't seen that? It's like
what does that mean?
It's like a tweet. Derek Lewis says jiu-jitsu isn't real. And then it's a collage of him just standing up mid like he's like somebody's in full guard on top of him and he just stands up, like breaks the guard right out of it. It's crazy.
As a heavyweight, I can see that for him.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, but like a Charles Oliveira.
Nah, you're screwed. You're done.
Yeah, I wanted to see that fight. That got all switched up.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Man.
It's probably going to be out and done by the time this pod posted, but.
Yeah, I think that's crazy. I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
What did he get hurt? What hurt?
He cut his. Yeah, he got a big cut.
He just got a cut?
Yeah.
It was pretty deep.
Yeah, it was pretty deep.
I heard they were trying to like switch it, and then apparently Charles's team leaked the information. Dana got super pissed about it too, I heard. But yeah. Everybody wanted to see Alex and Islam go at it again. Who do you think won the first one? putting you on the hot seat?
I think Alex won the first one, but I can see them giving it to Islam because it was so close. It depends on how you really score the control and the aggression. Mm. You know, so whoever's like, because they both had their moments where they're pushing forward, but like Islam did get a little bit more control in certain
on the ground
exchanges.
Yeah,
yeah, so. You know, they scored that in his favor. And, I respect the decision. Like, I don't think it was a robbery, you know? It's one of those things, like, when you see somebody dominate so long and then they actually get challenged and tested.
See some adversity, then it's like, oh.
Yeah. It's like, oh, he lost, you know? It's like,
gets blown up more than if it was they have seen adversity and it's just another fight type of thing. Yeah. Who do you have winning the second one? You have a favorite?
I just wish Volk had a camp.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. He didn't?
No.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
This is about to be he's like coming in like
two weeks, right?
Wow.
Yeah. 2 weeks short notice. I saw Islam tweeted. He's like, thanks for coming short notice, but don't use it as an excuse type of thing.
That's kind
of
gangster that you
said that. Yeah. No, 100, I mean, what would you do in Islam's position? Everybody knows anybody who takes it late notice is going to like use that as an excuse if they have any fault in the fight. So
yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
What do you think about Izzy's last fight too? I mean, do you think he was not performing good, or was just Sean?
That's probably hard for you. You're a fan of Izzy and a friend of Sean, huh?
Man, yeah, it was. I was just like, you know what? May the better man win. You know, I did go in. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, it's crazy. I'm gonna tell y'all this too. I think I'm 3-0 in title fights so far.
Wow.
Yeah. So I helped Strickland. I helped Bisping. Bisping. Who else? I helped
against Rockhold.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep. I think there's one more person I can't think of. It's 2-0 so far.
Let's go.
But, yeah, it's crazy. It was like I said, I just want to see the better man win, you know, and, like, I've always had respect for Izzy and his team. But also, like, he helped Dan get ready for me. So, it's like, you know, like.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go help my boy, you know
what I
mean?
Part of the game,
Yeah, it's a part of the game, bro. It's a part of the business. So, I'm happy Strickland won, you know?
Dude, yeah, that was cool. We went and watched it in the bar. Freaking that first round, he drops him. I almost dropped my beer. Everybody's fucking going crazy.
His style, though, is just nuts.
He just freaking just walks right into guys like this, dude. Like, you think he's going to get knocked out. What is that like? Like, I'm sure you've been training with him for years, too. People probably hated on him for that early on. Now he's sitting in the champion spot.
Bro, his style is so annoying. Like, if you haven't sparred with him and it's your first time sparring him, like, his style is annoying. You know,
is it hard to like work on stuff when sparring with him?
It's hard to hit him. Yeah, like, it's kind of stupid. Like, and he'll throw like just his front kicks. I'm like, bro, like,
just hitting your knee in your stomach.
Yeah, I would never forget the first time I sparred him. I was like, all right, I'm gonna touch him. I wasn't touching him. I was like, yo, this is kind of weird. It's like, it's funky, you know, but it worked. It's so effective for him.
It's like super unorthodox.
Yeah, but now over the years, like, I kind of like got my feel. I'm like, okay, I know how to.
And figure it out. Don't tell Izzy. No.
You know, it's crazy because Izzy follows me. So, like, I posted, like sparring clips with Sean. So
he peep in your stories at all?
Yeah.
You're like, Sean, watch out.
And I'm kind of like, I'm like, I don't think Izzy underestimated Sean. I just feel like Izzy had he just had too much going on.
He didn't have. I feel like he didn't have motive. I know him and his girlfriend were going through that thing or whatever.
Yo, that's
nuts.
Wait,
super
what happened? That's nuts. His ex is trying to like sue him for I don't know.
She's
what.
Basically trying to get money, like they were married, like a divorce, but they were just dating, right? She's like trying to get part of his bag for his fighting career. She's making a case for it. They're probably gonna go to court. It's pretty insane. But he was dealing with that. I'm pretty sure his dog died and shit.
Yeah. Damn, his money just for dating.
Oh, that sucks. I feel like I don't know where his career is going to go from here. He's in a super weird spot because that Pereira win was like cool, but still like,
I would have retired after that win, dude.
Yeah. just get out while it's good. Dude, and then losing to Sean is pretty crazy. I don't think that they should immediate rematch, though. I think Sean should get a different title defense personally, but.
I would like that too. I would like to see. I think Izzy needs to take time and just like do his own thing.
I think it would be cool to see him fight Dricus too, have a couple 3-round fights, whatever it is. But I'd like to see Sean be on top for a little bit. He's going to be an interesting champion for sure too.
Oh yeah,
being friends with him, you know how off top he is.
Yeah, that fool has no filter.
Man,
and it's funny because like seeing how many people think that he fakes it makes me laugh. Like I see people like, oh, this dude's just putting on a show. Like, they don't understand. Like, he's really like that's him being as authentic as he can be.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Well, if you follow his social media, you have see you all seen the his videos?
Twitter like yesterday? What he tweeted?
No, what did he tweet?
Dude, he was tweeting about how I get how all you fucking pussies are so angry all the time. He's like, I haven't had sex in a day and a half. Like, all this shit, dude. He's like, I'm fucking pissed. He's like, he was like all pissed on camera.
I saw him doing an interview with that UFC girl, that Nina girl, and she was like talking about something long and black, and he's like, oh, I see how you got that John Jones interview. Saying some crazy shit.
That dude is crazy.
He's nuts.
Hey man, we'd love to have him on. That no,
I want to have Deshaun Strickland. Have you guys seen that?
Deshaun. Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. Chris Curtis puts the do-rag and the Hennessy on him. Oh god. Oh, that shit is hilarious, bro.
Yo.
Oh, that's so funny.
That was. Oh my gosh. That's so crazy.
Funny. No, he says some crazy shit, dude. Like, yeah, I love funny, his. Man. I followed him right after that fight. I was like, dude, this guy's insane. Even he was on like the Nelk podcast.
Yeah,
that was fucking just tearing funny, them up. Dude.
He's trolling. Like, yeah, he was he'd like, get on you, Kobe. You got tight jeans on.
Yeah, he's like, why the fuck you guys wear skinny jeans? Yeah, yeah. And they were like,
we're all sitting there. They're watching all like, fuck.
What? We're all like, fuck. Yeah. You're wearing we some fucking Sean sweats on the podcast.
Yeah, he got all dressed up. Yeah. What, exactly what he wears, the white tee, jeans, yeah, just, and boots.
Like a construction boots? Worker. What? He wouldn't stop talking, too. Like, they were trying to, like, ask him questions, and, like, he'd be like.
He's funny, though. I think that's going to be good for just the growth of the UFC, having different champions, not having it all be like that Conor McGregor routine where it's like the loudest, craziest, like motherfucker up there being champion and stuff. I think that would be cool for you, too. We need a humble champion up there in the lightweight division.
That's a fact.
I love it.
Nah, we do.
I might talk a little shit. I get the belt.
Yeah, get it. Get it out. But yeah, I feel like what you were saying, too, before is super true, too. Like, not talking shit when you don't need to. Like, if you're going in tactically and you're like, I know I'm going to break down this part of his defense or this part of his offense, like, you can talk shit in that way, still being honest without being crazy. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
What do you think about that Dylan Danis talking shit, though?
Dog.
Wild.
Dog. That's wild. That's a whole bunch of stuff.
You see what happened today?
Do you think it's too far, though?
No.
Yeah, it's fighting. It's like if you're a girl out there doing that type of thing, right?
Exactly. Like, yeah. Look, I.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to go too crazy. Hey,
I got like a 10 count limit. Like, you know, you got to be under 10. You know what I mean? Like, that's pushing it.
Put that on a plaque. Yeah,
you know, agreed. I mean?
I like that. Under 10 bodies, bro.
For real.
Yeah. And fuck, dude. Yeah. That's.
Yeah. He's going in right now.
But it's like, you know, he knew what he was getting himself into. So, like, he knew it. He had to have known. There's no way you didn't know all this was about to happen. You know, like Dylan Dennis's history has shown how wild and how deep he gets.
100%.
You know,
yeah.
It's like.
Well, it's also like if you're at home and you can look up this girl's sex history on your phone, what do you think Dylan Dennis is going to do on Twitter? Like. Sorry, he was offside.
My bad.
Nah, dude.
Cut.
Oh, dude. Dude.
I don't even know what
he. I think he's like the king of shit talk, though.
Yeah, no, he's definitely
like
up
Khabib
there.
Jumped the ring and. Fucking,
he got in Khabib's head, yeah, dude.
Yeah. Dude, remember that? Yes. Were you there?
I fought that night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you were fighting.
No way.
I wasn't there though. I wasn't there. But, I was just getting back.
Yeah, you're probably out.
It was probably rowdy.
Dude, how were those press conferences?
It was intense. I didn't do it. I didn't do too much media. That was my debut.
Oh, nice. That's sick. That's a cool ass debut though. Yeah.
Short notice, up a weight class. You know, didn't go my way.
Probably one of the biggest cards of all time too.
Oh, for sure.
Having your name up. That's awesome.
Yeah, I wanna get on UFC 300 too. Hopefully that happens.
That would be sick. Get my boy Jalen on UFC 300, please.
Yeah, for sure. Oh my god, hashtag. You do not want to see my character, dude. My custom character on UFC.
Oh, this guy. What?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the game for a second. I'm stupid,
UFC
dude.
300.
It's the card. I see. I'm dumb, dude. Hey, my bad. My bad.
Esports event going on.
This ain't EA Sports, dude.
Are you on the game?
No, I'm not.
We got to get you on there.
You probably knock him out on the game too, bro. This guy's trash.
I've never won a match on there, dude.
Yeah.
It's fucking knocked out every time, dude.
I'm playing as Jalen Turner on the new one. Hey, UFC 5, baby.
I'm not playing that game until I'm in the game.
Yeah. Oh, you're not are you not in the new game?
No.
Oh, what? That's
some bullshit, dude.
Dude.
I think I'll get on EA Skate before I get in UFC.
Yeah, what the hell? You know what? I'm not buying UFC 5 until Jalen Turner's in the game.
We gotta take it out there
right now.
Dude.
That's bullshit.
Let's go.
It'll be sick.
Are you still skating here and there?
Yeah, you still skate every once in a while?
A little bit, yeah. Nothing too crazy, just flat ground.
What's like the craziest trick you ever got to? Just flat?
probably nollie bigger flip.
Dang. That is a crazy. I got to varial and I was like, okay, I'm gonna break my ankle.
I got to hip. Is it called hippie jump?
What? Where you like jump over a bar? So dude,
jumps over a freaking pole.
Dude, ollies are cooler than that.
And then I just eat shit every time I get on it, dude.
This guy.
That's my history of skateboarding. Dang,
but dude, thank you.
Yeah, this has been a super cool episode.
Thank you for coming on, bro. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
We're gonna come out in January. We're gonna come support.
Yeah, let's go. We'll come to fight. Yeah,
sorry
we'll
for some for of the sure. dumb shit I said. I don't know what the hell I said, but
yeah, you might get some backlash. Yeah.
that was not good. Yo, you're fucking, dude. See, they're fucked, dude.
I need water.
This is fucked. Watch.
Kyler's getting canceled.
I love you, bro. Thank dude. You're gonna get
your thank you guys for watching.
Yes.
Kyler, Zach, Basement Talk.
Subscribe.
Please sub. Like this video. We're gonna have Jalen on again, 100%.
Yes,
but we
sir.
Hope you guys enjoyed this video. And we'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
Cheers.